This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to pick up the Alex Jones speech from the TPUSA event on the other side of this segment. We've got about 8 or so minutes left of it, so we're going to fill up the next segment with that now. Let me get into how we can stay on air, because Alex is out this week. Hopefully just this week. Could go on to next week. We don't really know. Dealing with the most recent court battles and lawfare that we have to deal with here at InfoWars every day. So he's in Connecticut dealing with court stuff. We may or may not be getting some reports, some updates on that from Alex before the end of the day, but stay tuned at InfoWars.com for the latest breaking news and updates there, and then as well on band.video, where we actually have a team of legal experts that have a channel there covering that trial exclusively at band.video. But you know, people are starting to realize now, as the censorship expands and ramps up, and now the Biden White House actually just demanding and running the big tech censorship, demanding big tech platforms censor their opposition, and really running it at this point. That's how aggressive it's gotten. And of course, InfoWars was target number one to be shut down. And now they've moved on to their next plan of action, which is if the censorship off the internet doesn't work, then we'll go after you and destroy you in courtrooms where our judges and our lawyers are all there and our brainwashed minions in the jury. And so that's the process we're at. Now, we don't have big billionaire donors, big corporate donors. We have you in the audience shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And look at what you've done. Look at what you've built. It's amazing what you've built here. And I don't want to see this mothership that we've all built together get taken out of orbit and grounded and not in the InfoWar anymore. The battle for the soul, for the mind, for the hearts of America. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. The book sales for Alex's book have been huge. Top seller on Amazon. The New York Times best sellers list is trying to snub us from being on it, but we were the best seller. The Great Reset and the War for World by Alex Jones. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com or on Amazon if you want to help it stay on top of the charts. Of course, we sell the highest quality supplements as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, if you're like me, and a lot of people are like me, when there's a changing of the season, you start to get a little under the weather. In fact, if you listen to me often, you probably notice my voice sounds a little hoarse or raspy today. Got a little seasonal distress. So I've been upping my supplement intake. I feel great, by the way. It's just a little seasonal distress. But that's because I take the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. If I wasn't taking all the supplements, I probably would be in a lot worse place today with headaches and congestion and a sore throat and raspiness. But really, I just got a little, just like a 1% problem, and I'll be fine. And I truly believe that's because of the supplements I take at InfoWarsStore.com, including the Immune Support Super Combo, which is a 3-supplement pack, and we've been out of stock on these supplements. Now they're back in stock at a discounted rate, 50% off when you buy them in the pack, and that's the vitamin D3 gummies, that's the vitamin C plus zinc, and the DNA Force Plus. That is the Super Immune Support Pack at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, 50% off when you get that in the pack. And it just can't be said enough, folks. As we head into a new season, and as the weather starts to get a little colder and the sun starts to be around a little less, getting your immune system ready for that is key. It's the Immunity Supercharger Combo Pack, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, 10,000 of the Theodore Roosevelt Man in the Arena coins. Only 10,000 are minted. I'm not sure how many we've sold. But this is going to be a great collector's item. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com, and that will take you directly to 1776coin.com, where you can get your limited edition coin.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Talking heads and Obama and Hillary and Biden and Kamala Harris and all these senators and congressmen, particularly the last month in a fever pitch ahead of the midterms, 52 days out, saying our opposition are terrorists. We have to kill the MAGA movement. We have to kill the Trump populist movement. These are quotes. We have to crush them. They're illegal. And then now, again, we learn Facebook is spying on all prominent conservatives and sending your private messages that are nonviolent to the FBI that has special political units set up a trillion times worse than anything Richard Nixon even imagined to do. And so this is a political one-party system that is hated, that is corrupt, that is insider trading, that is sold out to the Chi-Coms. Knowing the world's waking up, knowing America's waking up, trying to start wars as distractions, imploding borders as distractions, and trying to then openly outlaw their political opposition and to create a uniparty, one-party state. So I am predicting, and by exposing this, they may not do it, but I am predicting they're going to false flag or provocateur absolutely incredibly violent acts, if not by the midterms, as an October surprise, I mean the next few weeks, but sometime before the 2024 election, because they're telegraphing it. They're saying Republicans are terrorists. No, we didn't burn down $2.3 billion of car dealerships and people's apartment homes, and we didn't shoot a bunch of cops and shoot a bunch of innocent people, mostly peaceful demonstrators. So we're being branded as loyal, hardworking, good Americans as terrorists. The leftist media is saying white people inherently are bad and evil. They plan on trying to trigger a race war and a political war. And I know conservatives and populists and nationalists and America firsters don't want that, aren't stupid. We don't think the cops are enemy or an average FBI agent. We don't think car bombing a federal building is good. It's bad. So we have no motive. We wouldn't do it. But who has a motive and who is swinging from the chandeliers, running around like chickens with their heads cut off, saying we're about to blow stuff up or shoot people? That is them telling you what their desperate next move, their primal scream that Steve Bannon talked about. That's what their backs against the wall, their cornered rats. We're winning ideologically, culturally, economically, spiritually. The whole world's turning against globalism. They're electing to leadership positions all over Eastern Europe and in Canada and Australia and Latin America, populist, anti-globalist, nationalist, Christian patriots. So they see the trend, and their answer is outlaw their political opposition by staging terror attacks and blaming it on us. And that's what takes us back to 2002, 2003 in this whole process.
So I want to reemphasize what Alex just said. I wrote a whole piece for the great website Revolver.News. I know a lot of you guys read Revolver.News. They do a fabulous job, which is you cannot allow them to provoke you into doing something that you do not want to do that you would regret. We have to stay peaceful. They would love nothing more than to try to provoke the entire MAGA movement. Like, what, remember James Lindsay said, go right up to the inch before your face and you slap it away. It's very, very important. And Alex articulated how they might try to infiltrate groups. They might try to infiltrate chat rooms. We know this thanks to declassified FBI documents and DOJ documents. And they're almost warning in advance. And Alex, I said the same thing on our podcast which is why do they all of a sudden out of anywhere say, well, these people support political violence, domestic violent extremism. It's very strange how it's almost this drumbeat has come out of nowhere. They have to get that narrative in the zeitgeist. So I just want to reemphasize, everyone watching at home, we remain peaceful. They lose. In fact, it's very important. Okay?
You're totally right. 2 weeks ago, I did 3 hours on this, literally screaming it to my millions of listeners and viewers. And it was a telltale sign. CNN, MSNBC, the Young Turks, and there was more than that. I couldn't watch it all. Dozens of programs said, Alex Jones calls for political violence. And then they would show video of me without audio, but never say what I said. So they were so upset by me saying, don't be violent, that they put out national reports saying I called for violence. These people are bottomless. They are willing to go to any length. And I'm telling you, folks, I used to think that I knew how bad they were. Now that I've experienced this at the level Trump's experienced it, they will create whole systems of lies where the story is so elaborate, so big, so crazy, you think, well, some of that's got to be true. No, they've created stories about me. I'm not being a victim. The viewers need to know and the audience needs to know. Folks, I'm telling you, they create stories about me where none of it's true. And their whole complex narratives, whole complex things. And I'm like reading this or watching this, and I mean, you know, hour-long CNN specials, HBO specials, PBS specials, and I'm watching it, and none of it is true. None of it. Normally you think, you know, they mix a lie in, you know, slip the poison in with a piece of candy. No, no, no. They have gone to the next level. We all wonder, well, everybody hates the mainstream media. People are waking up. They're turning against them. What will they do? Will they stop lying? And the answer is no. This new CNN ownership, they're not backing off. They're just getting less obvious about it.
It's very clear. It's a whole system of lies. That's well said. For those of you watching at home, I'll just mention again, we have a Turning Point USA booklet for any gift of any amount to Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. You guys can get this. And I want to secondly also plug Alex Jones' book, The Great Reset. It's fabulous for everyone watching at home. So, Alex, we have a couple minutes remaining here. I want to go through two remaining topics. Number one, transhumanism. Merging of man and machine. The media hates when you talk about it. And then finally, I want to finish with the last question of what can we do? Because I'm looking at the audience here, and you're talking about this, Alex. I could just feel the kind of vibe of it's overwhelming. And so, Alex, start with transhumanism. Just do that really quick. And then tell the people, tell the audience, tell the millions at home, tell the grassroots, tell the citizens, what can be done to defeat the Great Reset?
Beautifully said, Charlie. Thank you so much, sir. Look, they're cutting off our energy. They're coming after our freedoms. They're imploding our future. But once we wake up, they're the ones doing it on purpose, and they can't pose as a savior. And once their Great Reset is known, it's game over. So their plan for us is poverty and implosion. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. Basically, euthanasia, abortion, poison shots, and depopulation. The vision for themselves that we've seen from a lot of, not just Democrats, but Republicans as well, is I'm going to live forever. And the age of humans is over, and we're going to merge with machines, and you know it's going to be so beautiful. There'll be no humans by 2050. That's Yuval Harari. You'll either evolve and accept this, or you'll die. That's their delusion. So their plan for us is death and tyranny, tyranny and death. Their plan for themselves is immortality, and they're going to be gods. That's the serpent in the garden. It's the same lie over and over again. So let me give the viewers and listeners the good news. I go out on the street, despite the fact that I'm attacked everywhere. And as an average citizen, which is a blessing, believe me, you don't want to be famous if you don't have to be. The average person goes out and doesn't know if people are awake, doesn't know if people are patriots, doesn't know if they're aware of the New World Order. Believe me, all the attacks, all the demonization, whether I am in Austin, Texas, or whether I'm in Florida, or whether I'm in New York, or whether I'm in Canada or the UK, or whether I'm in Las Vegas or LA, I am mobbed. 99% positive, almost nothing negative, and they usually are violent and throw coffee on me, stuff like that. But the good news is they are screwed. They have weird little leftist enclave areas in every city. And they have their own, you know, the universities they've taken over that Charlie's trying to liberate. But other than that, the corporate media, Martha's Vineyard, these elite areas they all hide in, the average person, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, gay, straight, they just want freedom. They just want a future. They just want justice. And so my book's number one in the world. Thanks to all you patriots getting out to people, The Great Reset in the War of the World. People are waking up. And so don't get down No, submission is death. Resistance is freedom and liberty and life. And so it's like any fight. When I was growing up at school and some bully was going to beat me up after school because I dated his girlfriend, I went ahead and just didn't like it, but I went ahead and went out and met him. And as soon as fists started flying, I wasn't scared anymore. And most of the time they went down. And so what I'm saying is that this is where we are. We were handed this by our forebears. We have this beautiful country, this beautiful planet. And Turning Point USA is the heart of the global resistance. America is the heart of the global resistance to tyranny. And so we have a real responsibility and an honor to be alive now and to be involved and think of the billions of people crying out for freedom worldwide, crying out for God to save them. Well, God sends people to save people. God can do everything, but God loves free will. God's waiting for us to take action. And so I am so honored to be with this crowd of people and so honored to be with you because, listen, we are the tip of the spear. So don't be down. Don't be overwhelmed. God won't give you anything you can't overcome through Christ Jesus. So God bless you all, and we're going to win this in the end. We have to.
One more time for Alex Jones, everybody. Alex, thank you so much. God bless.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, taking over and fulfilling the host duties now. And I think there's only one thing. Obviously, there's only one thing that I should be talking about and obsessing over right now, and that's the Queen and royalty, because it's the 21st century and we still believe in royalty. Yeah! Of course, I'm being facetious. It's really an odd one that every morning now for almost 3 weeks, I wake up, I turn my TV news on, and it's following the next Queen funeral, 30 funerals for the Queen. Only George Floyd could rival such a magnanimous departure from this planet. Ah, it's royalty. We still do royalty in this world, apparently. No, I think the royals should decry royalty and this idea of a king and queen. Of course, they won't. But the obsession is weird, I gotta tell you. Not my culture, and I'm proud of that. However, we've got our own corrupt leadership. We've got a president acting like he wishes he was king. A Democrat party that acts like they are royalty in their new lust for power and domination of your life. Now, the regime face, the face of the regime, the puppet Joe Biden, gave a 60 Minutes interview that aired last night, which, surprisingly enough to me, it was candid, and even the 60 Minutes host, Scott Pelley, asked some pretty good questions. Now, you know, he fluffed it up. He made sure that even though he was going to ask him a couple tough questions, he gave him a nice fluffy pillow and bed to rest in while he was answering it. He didn't press him too hard, but he did ask some serious questions. We're going to play some of those clips. Biden was more coherent than he typically is, but yet still the signs of dementia and whatever else he is going through with his broken brain were apparent. So let me get to some of the news headlines, and then we'll play some of those clips from the 60 Minutes interview. Joe Biden says, "People disapprove of me because they are psychologically unable to be happy." This is projection. Now, what motivates Joe Biden to say something like that is odd, because you wouldn't think that he's projecting. This is a guy who spent 50% of his presidency on vacation. This is a guy who, as soon as his wife was deceased, had a much younger woman in bed ready to marry him again. This is a man who goes to his beachfront mansion every weekend on your taxpayer dollar. So, is it Biden that is projecting that he is unable to be happy? Or is he just understanding the modern day Democrat liberal mindset of misery loves company, and that's who he's really addressing here? Because to me, while conservatives and Republicans or like-minded people are frustrated with the way things are going, I don't see us unable to be happy. I don't think we're psychologically unable to be happy. I don't witness that at conservative events, Trump events, or when I have events. Or hell, even here on air, on the Alex Jones Show or the War Room or the American Journal with Harrison Smith, when we're covering some of the most serious news, we've got plenty of time to be happy and jovial and crack jokes and laugh and have a smile. So who is Joe Biden really talking about when he says people are psychologically unable to be happy? I think it's pretty obvious. I think that's your modern-day average liberal progressive Democrat who finds misery in everything. And the only time they find any enjoyment in life is when they're telling you what to do or censoring you or shutting down your business or abusing your children. And then when they're denied access to those sordid activities, that's when they start to lash out and get angry. They need to control you. And that's the biggest grab here that people need to understand, whether you see yourself on the left side of the political spectrum or the right side of the political spectrum. It's very, very important we understand what each side really represents. And I like to start off with this as kind of the launching pad. Just hypothetically speaking, let's say that the country decided to divide into two countries and have a Republican country and a Democrat Party country. Now, let's just pretend that this is a situation. Well, why wouldn't that work out? In the current political climate, my guess is you could ask, let's say you ask 100 people that identify as Democrat or Republican. My guess is 90% of Republicans would say yes, they'd be down for a country split at this point because they want nothing to do with Democrat Party leadership. But despite all of the crying and moaning and whining and attacks and lies against Republicans that Democrats say, I bet if you ask Democrats about splitting the country, only 10% of them would say it's a good thing. Now, why would you have that difference? Why would you have a situation? I mean, or you could assume that Democrats would like to see the country separated and they would say, okay, we'll have Democrat run America and Republican run America. But Democrats don't want that. Why? Why wouldn't the American left be in agreement with something like that? There's two reasons. One, they already know that their policies are failures. They're not stupid. They know California and New York and Illinois are disasters of states run by Democrats. They know every major inner city that's run by Democrats goes to hell within a decade. St. Louis, Baltimore, New Orleans, you name it. It's all of them. So they know that their leadership destroys worlds. But that's not really the problem here. Democrats, the modern day American left, is all about control. It's all about subjugation. So the modern day Democrat Party would not want a two-party system in America where Republicans have red states, Democrats have blue states. They would never want that because their entire ideology is based off of controlling your life. So, sure, Republicans would say, all right, let's separate. We just want to be independent of you guys trying to control our lives anyway. Democrats, despite all the attacks they say about conservatives, oh, they're racist, oh, they're bigots, oh, they're xenophobic, oh, they're extremists, oh, they're hate groups. Okay, well, let's just separate then. We'll have our lives, you'll have yours. No, they can't have that because their entire operational motivation is to control your life. Tell you how to protect your family and yourself. Tell you how to educate your children. Tell you how to spend your money. Tell you how to travel. Tell you what to eat. Tell you where and how to live. So sure, you ask a Republican today, they'd sure, I'd love to have a separation between the Republicans and the Democrats, split America into two different countries now. But Democrats would never have that because it's all about controlling you. Democrats want to tell you how to live your life.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic. The man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night, Joe Biden declared that the COVID pandemic is over. Here is that clip from last night's 60 Minutes interview, clip 14.
Mr. President, first Detroit auto show in 3 years.
Yeah.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it.
Total clown world stuff. You could have had the Detroit Auto Show in 2020 and 2021 with no masks or vaccines, and there wouldn't have been a pandemic then either. That's what's so weird, man. That's the crazy clown world that we're in today. It's we're just playing games like little kids. I mean, doesn't it feel like that sometimes? Do you ever play make believe with your cousins or your friends growing up when you were little kids? You play make believe. That's what this is it's grown adults and our government playing make believe, but forcing us into their clown world, make believe world. that doesn't exist. Now, okay, Biden declares the pandemic is over. We'll see if the White House tries to retract that statement like they've had to retract others that he made last night on the 60 Minutes interview. But that hasn't stopped the vaccine pushers from pushing their vaccines. Now, there's been a realization. Some sectors of the government... Now, nobody's being outright honest about this vaccine that promoted it because they know how bad it is. That's like, I mean, it'd be like if you were the snack provider for, let's say, a youth peewee football team, and you were the snack provider at halftime, and you brought orange slices or something for the whole team at halftime, and then the entire team got sick in the second half, and it's like, uh-oh, you knew it was from what you... Well, oh, I don't know anything about that. Maybe we should stop having snack time. I think snack time was the problem. It's like, no, you gave them bad snacks. You gave them poison snacks. It's like, no. I think maybe just snack time in general is the problem, and we should just end snack time. Like, well, okay, maybe we should end snack time, but we know what you did. So now certain areas are backing off the vaccine mandates, like in the military, because they know that this COVID-19 vaccine is probably the biggest humanitarian pharmaceutical disaster, maybe world history, but certainly modern history. And that's saying something, because there have been vaccines that have already caused disasters, like the vaccine caused a polio outbreak in Africa. Looks like it's about to cause a polio outbreak in New York City. You've had, of course, the experimentation on individuals with vaccines, like the Tuskegee experiment. You've had deadly drugs pushed by the system that get pulled off the market. So, I mean, there have been a lot of pharmaceutical disasters that have killed millions of people. I mean, hell, just opioids in general kill millions of people. Pharmaceutical drugs. But so all the vaccine pushers now know it's bad, and there's two responses. One, you either back off of it, knowing the vaccine has been a complete disaster, or two, you double down, and in your confidence... That's the big act, is the con game of, oh, the vaccine is great. Look at how confident I am in it. But the numbers are in and it's not going so well. So we'll see if the White House sticks by Biden's statement that COVID pandemic is over as they continue to push those deadly vaccines that don't just not do a damn thing to stop COVID. They're going to do more harm than good. And almost every study, the further we get into this and more and newer studies come out, every study is now indicating what we all knew from the beginning. The COVID vaccine destroys your immune system. The COVID vaccine gives you all kinds of other negative side effects that have nothing to do with even COVID. Heart problems, stroke, Guillain-Barré, you name it. So it's either double down and pretend like you're still confident in the vaccines like Trump has done, like a jackass, or you back off the mandates and the promotion of the vaccines and just say, well, we're just not doing mandates and promotions anymore, but you don't tell people why. And so that's where it's going. Following U.S. Navy's change to vaccine mandate policy, U.S. Marine Corps follows. Yeah, they see how much of a disaster this has been. And what a humanitarian crisis the vaccine is with the deadly side effects. But not everybody is going that direction. New York City, there it is, run by the tyrannical Democrats. New York City fires another 850 teachers and teaching aides after they failed to get the COVID vaccine by September 5th deadline, bringing the total number to 1,950 terminated by Department of Education since vaccine mandate took effect. So there is no pandemic. The vaccine doesn't stop you from getting COVID or spreading COVID. It's actually negative on you. It's basically just straight up a poison. I mean, that's really what it is at this point. The vaccine is just a straight up poison. But they're still making you get it in New York City because Democrats, tyrants, authoritarians, fascists, totalitarians, conformists. What other words can we use here? So the military says, okay, this vaccine has been a disaster. Let's back off the mandates. But the tyrannical Democrats that run the New York City educational system, they say, let's double down on our con game with the vaccine. But see, there's another element to this that the left understands in their totalitarian nature. Keeping the vaccine mandate is more important to them because it weeds out free thinkers, it weeds out nonconformists, it weeds out, in their eyes, conservatives. And so the New York City education system is not keeping the vaccine around because they think it works or it protects from COVID or the safety of their teachers and students. The New York City Education Department is keeping the vaccine as a mandate as a filter to keep nonconformists out of the classroom, conservatives, Christians, and all these people out of the classroom. They want totality in the education department. They only want radical leftists teaching children. They only want radical leftists indoctrinating children. That's why the New York City Education Department is keeping the vaccine around. Has nothing to do with health and safety. Has everything to do with control over the teachers that are indoctrinating the children in New York City. But, you know, what's going to be amazing to witness, and we're already really witnessing it, we just haven't realized that this is what's happening. New York City, at some points in modern history, could have been considered the greatest city on earth, a bastion of a hive of activity and civilization and human experience, has now been completely turned into a dystopian hellhole by Democrats. And, you know, it's really a story that doesn't get talked about enough. The greatness, the once great bastion of human civilization, New York City, is now a bastion of Democrat Party and globalist tyranny and a third world hellhole. Less than half of Manhattan workers have returned to the office. Well, yeah, once you go commie and you're a lazy bum, you never want to go back. Yeah, people that like taking other people's money and hard-earned money and energy, of course they never want to go back to work. They're lazy bums. And they got to keep the fear. Dreaded side effect rears its ugly head in latest COVID variant. You know, I got to tell you, I think what's going on here, and we had doctors already warn us that this would be the case. I really think this truly was an alley-oop attack on humanity to kill a large number of people, and it's worked very well, and I don't think the numbers are final yet, folks, especially with people continuing to put this poison in their veins. They created the virus in a lab. They made it highly contagious, deadly if you're morbidly obese or have comorbidities. But that was half of the biological warfare against humans on this planet. The second half, and the key, was the vaccine. Because most people are going to survive their man-made virus, but what happens is you're not going to survive five of these vaccines, and the vaccinated are now creating variants of COVID that are just going to kill the vaccinated people. So if you never got a vaccine and you've got natural immunity, you're fine. You might get COVID here and there because the vaccinated keep spreading their variants, but the numbers are going to be overwhelming pretty soon of how.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Promoting these vaccines that only have emergency use authorization and haven't even been tested on humans. Well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to. You're in the clown world run by Biden and Jean-Pierre and Kamala Harris and Democrats, you know, where men can get pregnant and men are women. It's the clown world. We're just living in it. But that's not the only lies Joe Biden was telling on his 60 Minutes interview. Oh, the pandemic is over now. It's been over, Jack. Just up an inch, Joe Biden downplays his record 8.2% inflation number. That was just in August, that number. It's I think it's about 13 or 14% overall since he got into office. So he tries to downplay that as he destroys the middle class in this country. And so, credit to Scott Pelley for asking the question, and here he asks, what is Biden doing about inflation in clip 11?
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better?
By the way, pause it real quick. So all of that was happening last week, while Joe Biden and the Democrats were partying with James Taylor, clinking glasses on the success of their economy. I mean, this is a historic time in America. This is the fall of a great nation. Now, we can still revive ourselves. We can still crawl out of this hole that we've been put in, this darkness. But the historical application of this is truly underappreciated right now because we're living this history. Joe Biden and the Democrats partying with James Taylor on the White House lawn about the successes of the economy as the economy is being crushed is truly historical. It's their fall of Rome moment. It's their Caligula moment. I mean, it's their clown world moment. It's the full transparency of Democrat Party leadership that doesn't give a damn about you. And as long as they feel good and as long as they're up there telling their lies, all is well in their world. However you're going, your life being crushed doesn't matter. The reality of the situation doesn't matter. They're Democrats. They're in charge, and that's all that matters. So they're clinking glasses and celebrating how great of a job they're doing as they're destroying your country. Truly, that is a historical moment. That White House lawn party of the Democrats celebrating the economy that they've destroyed will go down in U.S. history as one of the biggest clown moments of our country's history. And the White House's history. In fact, that might be the biggest clown moment in the White House's history. Democrats partying with James Taylor, celebrating the success of the economy that they've destroyed. I don't even think we can really fathom just how ludicrous and historical that was. That will be written about and looked back in time as a moment in history of this is how low America fell. This is how big of a joke America became. And hopefully we rise from there. But let's go back. Let's go back. I apologize interrupting the clip. Here's Joe Biden downplaying the destruction of the U.S. economy that he has ushered in.
8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch, hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it's good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
That's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where, for the last several months,
pause,
it hasn't
pause
spiked.
But again, folks, the dementia here, I mean, he did a pretty good job, I think, covering it up overall in the interview. But it's still the slurring of the words, the mush mouth, the unable to think critically. Obviously, he's not all there. But, I mean, again, I don't even know. See, the issue is, people still believe this clown. People still believe the lies of the mainstream media and the Democrat Party. So Joe Biden has enough confidence. See, it's just like Anthony Fauci saying, oh, I never said to lock anything down. That little garden gnome rat was the first one saying to lock things down. I never promoted the vaccines. What are you talking about? You did 10 interviews a day promoting the vaccines. Anthony Fauci is so confident in the corrupt media that they will cover up his lies and cover up his activities, that he just boldly lies right to your face. Same with Joe Biden. Because they're fascists, folks. They're in a cult. And they control all of the establishment media. And so they're so confident that they have total control of the narrative with their corrupt media that they can lie directly to your face and get away with it. That Joe Biden can act like inflation hasn't been a problem in this country. He says, so what? It's just like an inch. Well, boy, oh boy, how many things do we refer to as a game of inches? Sometimes an inch is a pretty big deal, isn't it? Sometimes an inch can make the difference between a win and a loss, can it? But, okay, forget about the analogies. It's just an outright lie to act like 8.3 inflation is just an inch, or to act like 8.3 inflation is not a serious number, because it's all historic. It's a historic rise in inflation. Everybody knows it. And Joe Biden is so confident that he can lie to you and the mainstream media will cover for him. And so that's what he does right here. So, guys, just rewind that like 10 or so seconds and let's go back to it. So Joe Biden, mush mouth here, dementia ridden Biden with his mush mouth, acting like inflation has not been a problem while he's in office, only able to do so because he knows that the corrupt media is in his back pocket.
New were 8.2 before. I mean, it's not, maybe I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
And the number that Scott Pelley brought up was the month of August, folks. Literally last month. He goes, it's not like that number is from the last month. It's literally from the last month. Continue.
In the meantime, we created all these jobs, and prices have gone up, but they've come down for energy. The fact is that we've created 10 million new jobs.
Pause this right here.
Since.
Now, this is a little confusing to me. I'm not going to pretend to have all the answers. Sometimes I just have questions. Maybe the question is the answer. This one is a little confusing to me because, look, Trump claimed he had the most jobs created. Biden claims he has the most jobs created. I mean, how are you really to know? And my answer would be, well, what does it look like? What does the world look like when I go out into it? I got to say, I mean, I've never seen in my life more help wanted signs than I see now. And maybe that's because Austin is booming. I don't know. But, I mean, you drive around Austin, you drive around the town just for 10, 20 minutes, whatever. I mean, folks, it's help wanted signs everywhere, $20 an hour starting wage. I mean, I've never seen that before. I remember when I was in college and before that, like, you could find a job, but it took a bit of an effort. You might have to apply a couple places, do a couple interviews, and you'd be lucky if you could get $10 an hour. I'm not that old. I'm 33. We're talking just 10 plus years ago here. But now, I mean, my goodness, with inflation, I guess $20 an hour ain't what it used to be. But still, I mean, I can drive for 5 miles in Austin and I'll find 10 jobs where I can start immediately making $20 an hour. So what's odd about that is, why is nobody taking these jobs? That's the real question here. So maybe the jobs have been created. Why is nobody taking them? But let's continue here and finish up this section of the interview.
The fact is that we've created 10 million new jobs since we came to office. We're in a situation where the unemployment rate is about 3.7%, one of the lowest in history. We're in a situation where manufacturing is coming back to the United States in a big way.
Yeah, I just can't believe any of what he's saying. I don't know why people aren't working, but it's not for a lack of jobs. But people are definitely struggling more so than they have under Trump, I would say. 10-year Treasury yield jumps to 3.5%, the highest level since 2011. Since 2011, last time, Democrats were in the White House. See, there's a theme here. When did Russia invade Ukraine last? When Democrats were in the White House. When was the last time inflation was this bad? When Democrats were in the White House. There's a common theme here to all of our problems. And what is that theme, class? Say it with me. Democrats. There we go. We're learning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.